Erotic Love and Philosophy, narrated by Scarlett Fox, narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. A Handful of Orgasms by Roy Rebo. The female professor stood over her young male patient. His hospital trousers had been removed. He was naked from the waist down. Around him stood a flock of curious medical students, mostly young women. The professor, the 48-year-old Mrs. Scatum, took hold of the young man's preputium, foreskin, with her thumb and forefinger. She pulled, lifting up the shaft, the scapus, so they could all see the little wart by the base of his penis. "Step closer and observe," instructed Mrs. Scatum. It was an instruction the students eagerly complied with, particularly the young women, who put their heads together over the young man's penis. "You see," said the professor, "by the root, condyloma acuninatum, a genital wart." "Of course, yes, yes." The girls regarded the phenomenon silently, deep in concentration. But they weren't interested in the poor little wart. Instead, they were staring at the young man's dick, which had suddenly grown and was getting more prominent between the professor's fingers. It grew and grew and grew until the professor, laughing slightly, quickly withdrew her hand as if she had burned herself. She cleared her throat, collected herself, and took a professional hold of his bell end, glands, with her thin, gloved hands, and bent his dick to the side so the wart was clear to see. "Well," she said, "I can see that it's not very big now. The wart, I mean. In fact, it's not ideal for demonstration purposes. But as we've got a first-class specimen of a penis here, I suggest that, with the patient's consent, we take a closer look at the wart. Is that okay with the patient?" I nodded. I nodded because I was the patient. What else could I do? Get up and make a run for it, without any trousers on? I remained lying down, as red as a tomato and sweating profusely. I was laying on a leather-clad examination table, with my dick poking up at a bright light and a whole bunch of curious eyes. Everyone got to touch it. Everyone got to feel and squeeze my spongy dick, my scrotum and balls. Even the anus got what it deserved. I had to lift my knees and spread them like a baby, still in nappies, while everyone, without exception, with a greased long finger, searched and dug around somewhere deep inside me looking for my prostate. "I've got it," a tall, dark student exclaimed. She was hovering over my abdomen with her finger buried up my arse, twisting it around. Simultaneously, she, consciously or unconsciously, had a firm grip around my dick. "Good, Rebecca," said the professor. "Next one's turn." Finally, it was over. "Now let's thank the patient," said the professor, nodding at me. Some of them clapped. I don't think that's very usual, but they did in my case. I was rolled out on my portable examination table to a round of applause. My dick was still erect. Luckily, someone or other pulled up my trousers before I reached the corridor. I think it was the tall, dark Rebecca.